بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We're discussing the reasons, the causes that creates disobedient behavior in children. The fifth cause being the ill treatment of parents to the children. Ill treatment of parents to children means that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned more or less, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُوَقِرْ كَبِيرَنَا. That لَيْسَ مِنَّا, that person is that from us who has no mercy upon the young ones. So that parent who has no mercy upon his own children, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَيْسَ مِنَّا. Is that from my jamaat? Is that from our group? So here ulama explain that when he comes to the parents treating the child, first of all, the best treatment and the best gift a father can give his son or his daughter is good character. To treat them in such a way that through your treatment, through your muhabbat and love and compassion for them, it creates within them love for you. And here also ulama explained that when a child is treated well in the home, he shown muhabbat and love, not too harsh, not too strict, and not too soft either, but just in between. The sharia is put first, deen is put first, dunya thereafter. Here ulama explained that the child will grow up having good manners, good character, and be brave also. Ready to defend his parents, to defend Sharia and Deen. Once a person came, my father came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and complained to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that my son is very rebellious, disobedient. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu called the son. He was brought. And the son asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what rights does a child have over his parent? So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the rights of a child over a parent is that the father chooses for his child an upright and good mother, and that the father also teaches the son Quran Sharif, and the father gives the son a good name. So this young boy said to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that my father hasn't given me any of these three. First of all, the mother he chose for me was a bondswoman, a slave girl that belonged to a fire worshipper. And he gave me the name Ju'al. Ju'al means a beetle, something that is ugly. And he hasn't taught me Quran Sharif, he's left me jahil and ignorant. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned to the father very upset. And he says, you are the one that has made your son rebellious. Now look at the mother you've chosen for him. That she's a slave girl, she has no time for him. Whether she's a slave of somebody else or of her own whims and fancies, she has no time for the child. And the name you've given him also, some fancy name, exotic name. If somebody can't even pronounce the name also, it has a bad meaning to it. And you haven't taught him Quran Sharif. You've given him these three things that automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made his tarbiyah divinely also, and Allah ta'ala would have made him obedient to you. So when it comes to the ill treatment of parents, first of all, you put Sharia forward. And then the amount of muhabbat and love we show, and at the same time, not to raise our voices in the home too often. Yes, they need be, we may. But sometimes we find a mother frustrated all the time because the husband has his own agendas, and she's fighting all the time, shouting all the time. Because of this, now this makes the child disobedient and rebellious. Ya Allah, give us the faith to make our marriage. SubhanAllah.